Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Jesse. I'm grateful to be broadcasting on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Katie, Kwikwetlem, and other Coast Salish peoples. Today on the show, your usual mix of music and talk. We're going to have an interview with Shirley Song about the film at the Vancouver International Film Festival. And hopefully, technical issues allowing, I'll be speaking about a series of talks at the Coquitlam Public Library, trying to get Samantha on the line. So we'll see if we can do that. My phone, it turns out, does not have reception in this studio, so I'll try to get her on the studio phone. Anyway, lots of some talk, some music, and we'll start there with music while I sort some things out. So let's go to some new music from local pop artist Chenzina. This one is called Doll.
Find me, Vinny.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BCSPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BCSPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
This is Bird Note. Autumn brings millions of ducks flying south after nesting in the north. In most parts of North America, fall migration brings the greatest diversity of ducks we'll see all year. Golden eyes, scaup, widgeons, and other species join familiar year-round ducks, such as mallards. Take a close look at autumn's ducks as they forage on the water. Some dabble, while others dive. Dabbling ducks, like the widgeons we're hearing, feed by dipping their bills in water just below the surface or dunking head first so all you see are their tails pointing skyward. They strain bits of vegetation and small invertebrates with their flattened bills. Diving ducks, including scaup and mergansers, forage while swimming underwater using their feet or wings for propulsion. Divers with narrow pointed bills snatch fish, while those with flatter bills, like common golden eyes, search along the bottom for invertebrates, such as small clams. When you stop by a lake or saltwater beach this fall, keep an eye out for dabblers and divers. And take your time, because the divers may pop into view only when they need to catch a breath of air. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Doll by Chenzina. And now in studio with me, I have Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. You are here because you did an interview earlier this week, last week?
Last Wednesday, actually, yeah.
Last Wednesday. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the interview, who we're going to hear you speak with?
Yes, I spoke to Shirley Song, who is a composer for film and TV. And we talked about her upcoming, or it's not her upcoming event, but there's this Vancouver Film Festival, and she takes part in the VIF AMP. There's a program, and yeah.
And what was... we'll hear the conversation. Mm-hmm. We'll hear a little bit about what you learned. But was there one big takeaway or anything that really stood out for you from the interview?
Yeah, it was very interesting. You will hear it. But she talked about they got paired up with established filmmakers, and they only got to see a clip of a movie that was already made, and she had to compose the music for that. And yeah,
cool. That's an interesting challenge. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to hear the two of you chat about it. Thanks for popping in, and we'll just get right to that.
Hi, my name's Shirley Song. I'm a composer for film and TV, born and raised in Australia, and have been living in LA for the past, I would say, 6 years or so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And you will be part of the 2023 Vancouver International Film Festival?
Yes.
And more specifically, the Composer, Filmmaker, Accelerator program? I hope I'm saying this correctly.
Yeah.
Which basically means 12 film composers were chosen to work with four established filmmakers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But how and why did you choose to apply, and what was the application process like?
I think at the time, with the writer strike going on, and I think it's just as a composer or as a creative, right, we always have this imposter syndrome. Like, you know, we always feel like there's more to learn, there's more to sort of hone my skills, there's more ways to sort of be a better, become a better composer. And so when this program came along, it was during a time when I think, you know, the Sundance Institute and, you know, a whole bunch of other organizations that used to have, you know, similar programs, they sort of all fizzled out and because of COVID. And so this was kind of the first thing that, you know, it was like, oh, it's another thing designed for composers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, all right, let's give this a shot. You know, nothing to lose, could be a lot of fun. And here I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell us who you got paired up with?
Yeah, I got paired up with the two filmmakers, Andrew and Kane.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna butcher their last name, but they're two incredible filmmakers. They're also musicians as well. I mean, they're writers, and they directed this film called Ash, which is, I think the subject of it. I mean, it's just, this whole film is just so beautifully shot, and it has an very, very fascinating sort of backstory. So I'm just really, really lucky that I was paired with them too. And so, you know, we're given sort of just one scene from the film.
Okay.
Just that one scene, but it's so, so beautifully shot. It's so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what was the process like to create the music for that? Because I believe it's like a 2 month long thing, right?
Yeah. So far everything's sort of been remote, you know, mm-hmm. for the time being. So there's like, I think, three composers per sort of clip, per film, per filmmaker.
Okay.
We all had a conversation with, you know, Andrew and Kane about what this movie's about. The composers, we all came in with our sort of own interpretation of what we think this scene or this music should feel or should mm-hmm. be like. It's been fascinating listening to sort of everyone's take on the same scene, you know. And I mean, the other two composers in my group, just DeAndre and Mina, their music was just, for me, I was like, oh my god, it's so good. And I was mm-hmm. like, holy crap, I just interpreted this in, you know, a completely different way. I don't know, I'm excited. I can't wait to hear it, you know, recorded and performed live. We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
So how would you describe your interpretation?
Yeah, of scoring this particular clip?
Yeah.
You mean? Yeah. I don't want to give away too much of the mm-hmm. film either, yeah. But, you know, when I was talking to, you know, sort of Andrew and Kane, it's called Ash, and it happens, and it's filmed during, you know, the Canadian wildfires. But I think that's just sort of a symbol of what our main character sort of going through emotionally. Mm-hmm. And he has a lot of struggles. There's a lot of things that he's going through that he can't really talk about openly because society doesn't accept this topic per se. So it's an internal struggle for him. So I interpret it as it is, you know, the scene that I have, it's they're beautiful shots of, you know, the wildfires, but he's also sort of praying. And I think it's, for me, I interpret it as sort of that emotional turmoil that he's going through of him trying to find, him trying to have a catharsis almost, you know, so mm-hmm. That's how I sort of interpreted it. And so the music, it's not really reflecting necessarily the beautiful destructive wildfires going on, but sort of what he's going through. Yeah.
Right. And what would you say were the challenges while you had to work with?
I think the biggest challenge is, you know, especially with this film, you know, it's, the film's already made and it has a brilliant score by, you know, Kane, who's also one of the filmmakers. So I think that's always intimidating because, mm-hmm. you know, you've got a brilliant score already done. What can you do? You know, so the only thing I did was I just decided to go a completely different route, a different interpretation, mm-hmm. different instrumentation. But I would say that's probably the biggest challenge is to do something different from what's already so brilliantly done, you know?
Yeah.
And
you have already composed for quite a few TV shows and movies. How would you say that was different?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of similarities in that, mm-hmm. you know, the approach is the same. So if it's a TV show or a movie, you know, where there's a lot of creative discussion with the showrunners, if it's a TV show, or with the directors, even editors, you know, so it's like a very collaborative effort. And mm-hmm. I think same with this program, it's sort of just honing in that sort of how do you establish that relationship? How do you communicate with your filmmaker, and how does your filmmaker communicate with you successfully? So I think it's just sort of in that way. It's just there's so many similarities. Of course, with a movie or a show, it goes on for a lot longer. Mm-hmm. It goes on for months. But I would say, you know, the initial of understanding the filmmaker, understanding or the showrunner, understanding what they want, what the sort of film or what the show is about. And just trying to find that right sound,
right?
Know? Yeah,
because when you compose for like a TV show or something, you do it for the entire show, right?
Yes, yeah.
And that was just like the one clip that you for this project. Okay.
And so the challenge is also, I mean, now I've actually watched the whole film because mm-hmm. you know Andrew sent it, but in the beginning we just had that one clip. Mm-hmm. We kind of have a context of what they tell us. As opposed to with a TV show or a film, you know, usually sometimes we get the scripts or we get the specs. So we kind of know what each episode, how the story is going to develop, who our main character, who our lead characters mm-hmm. are, what type of, you know, all of that. So with this one, it's sort of just, okay, we're going to go off with what you tell me, you know.
Yeah. And you spent the entire 2 months just, you said, you already mentioned it a little bit, but you work with the filmmakers and the other composers as well.
We work separately, but we've been having these Zoom sessions every Sunday, mm-hmm. And that's when we sort of listen to everyone's clips and we discuss and, you know, we talk about it. And yeah, so that was sort of over the course of 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. But you were able to bring in like your own kind of, I want to say, style of scoring and producing the music, or?
Yeah. I hope so. it's always a thing where I'm like, I think this is my voice. I don't know. I hope I have a strong enough voice, but yeah, definitely, you know, hopefully that speaks through and that comes through in the music.
Yeah. I've also read about that you work closely with your friend Gina Ahn, right?
Yeah.
Did you get the chance to involve her at all? Or
yeah, I mean, not with this particular program. Mm-hmm. But she's such a great mate of mine, and we're such great collaborators, and I love her to bits. And so even with you know, she didn't help me write anything, but she's always been there, my confidant, you know. Mm-hmm. She gets, you know, she has her opinions, and we're always so aligned with how we interpret things. I think we have very different, how should I say, I think we have very similar ways of how we interpret scenes, and I think that's why we work so well. But you know, she will score a scene and will blow my mind because it's something I didn't think of, or, you know, and I'll do something that's completely different from maybe what she was thinking, but we're able to always sort of combine our ideas together. And that's why it's so fun working with her, but not particularly for this particular program. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that was a challenge to not have someone who bring in their ideas as well?
No, because we ended up with, you know, a team of,
right,
16 other, you know, 16 okay. other people over the Zoom. So, you know, we got their sort of, I had everyone else's sort of views and opinions and all that. So, so I wouldn't say it's just different. I wouldn't say it's sort of more challenging or different, you know. But yeah, I mean, because also, you know, Gina and I, we also, even when we're working together, a lot of times we're in our own studios still, mm-hmm. you know, and we'll send our files back and forth, but we're still sort of writing by ourselves. And then we FaceTime and we text like every single day. You know, she's probably texting me right now.
you know. So where and when can people see and hear the music that you composed?
For the VIFF, mm-hmm. I think it's October 7th. I think it's a free concert. Mm-hmm. I think you can go on the VIFF AMP website. And it's the live, so I think it's on October 7th and it's free. So that's going to be all 12, composers.
Okay.
And you're going to be able to see four clips and, you know, three interpretations of every single clip. It should be fun. It's with the VSO they're playing. So
great.
I'm really excited for that. But yeah, I mean, there's, and then, you know, I mean, other music wise, you know, there's a few things on Netflix if you guys want to watch. There's a TV show we did called Exo Kitty. And, you know, we have it's a beautiful sort of romantic, I would say drama, comedy, Couture's Guide to Love. That's also mm-hmm. on Netflix. And if you're in the mood for Christmas, we did the third Princess Switch film. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But we have a few more things down the pipeline and we're really excited about what's coming out. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool, because I have watched Exo Kitty and I've also watched the...
Oh, no way! That's awesome!
And I remember, I like the music, really, but you never really get to think about, like, the people behind it, right? So that's right. so interesting.
That's right. Really cool. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but that one was really... I mean, it takes place in Korea, partly.
Yes, yeah.
So it's influenced pretty heavily on K-pop, I guess, right? And a lot
yeah.
of... Was that challenging at all, or is that... something that you also do?
You know, it was definitely challenging. You know, because we're I would say Gina and I, you know, we come from a more sort of classically trained background.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of the usual scores that we do is very sort of more orchestral based or, you know, mm-hmm. hybrids. And this one, we sort of, with Exo Kitty, we knew from the get-go that it needed to have that modern sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we needed to complement K-pop. Because there was just so many great K-pop hits, you know, needle dropped into the score, into the show. And on top of that, like, I think from the get-go, our showrunners, sort of Jenny Han and Sasha Rothschild, were saying that, you know, we're also paying homage to K-drama. So, you know, the good thing is I've watched a bit of K-drama, and Gina's very versed in K-drama. So it was just kind of nice. And then just sort of finding that balance of when do we sort of dive into those more sort of K-pop, K-drama moments, and when do we... sort of not.
Okay.
It was fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, working on that show is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. How long did it take to put all the music together though?
Oh gosh. I'm trying to think. I mean, we started, we were brought on board quite early
mm-hmm.
because we were brought on board when they just started filming in Korea actually, because they wanted, there's this, I think in episode 2, I believe, there's this like jingle about, you know, for those who have seen it, you know, Minho was the poopy baby sort of spokesbaby. And so they needed a little jingle for that because mm-hmm. Kitty had to hum it. So we were sort of brought on board to write, you know, to write this sort of diaper jingle, which was a lot of fun. But then, you know, there was a few months of while they're filming, we didn't have to work on the music. And until it was sort of and then we'll brought on again during post-production. I would say like probably several months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds very exciting. And maybe again, the VIFF takes place. We said something October 7th. I looked that up again.
Yes.
And let the listeners know. And you will be there as well?
But yeah, no, I will be there. And I'm really excited because I've never been to Vancouver.
Oh.
So it'll be my first time.
Okay.
First time in Canada, actually.
Oh, wow.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
So, I'll be there for the week until our performance. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, great. I'll look for more information on that and maybe a website that people can look at for the dates specifically.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, perfect. Thank you so much again for taking the time.
Yeah, and thank you, Caroline.
Yeah, I wish you all the best, and...
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Molly Nostalgic from the score for The Reeducation of Molly Singer by Shirley Song. You just heard an interview between her and Caroline. And as Shirley mentioned, she is taking part in the VIF AMP series, which is on